This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is making rapid strides in the semiconductor sector, building a robust ecosystem to power its digital future and drive global innovation. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, Union Cabinet's decision relating to approval of semiconductor units in Andhra Pradesh, Odisha and Punjab will boost manufacturing capacity, create high-skilled jobs and position India as a key player in the global supply chain. The Union Cabinet yesterday approved 4 new semiconductor manufacturing units with an estimated cost of 4,594 crore rupees. Information Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that the decision was taken by the Cabinet under the chairmanship of Prime Minister.
आज 4 सेमीकंडक्टर प्रोजेक्ट्स अप्रूव हुए हैं, 2 ओडिशा में, 1 पंजाब में और 1 आंध्रा। 2022 में जब सेमीकंडक्टर मिशन लॉन्च हुआ, माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी का दूरदर्शी नेतृत्व है, जिसके तहत उन्होंने एक लॉन्ग टर्म स्ट्रेटजी के तहत काम चालू किया और कंप्लीट इकोसिस्टम पे ध्यान देने का प्रधानमंत्री जी का हमेशा मार्गदर्शन रहा। तो अब कंप्लीट इकोसिस्टम, डिजाइन, वेफर फैब्रिकेशन, मैन्युफैक्चरिंग ऑफ कंपोनेंट्स, असेंबली, टेस्टिंग, फाइनल प्रोडक्शन, हर चीज पे, इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स के हर सेक्टर पे, हर डायमेंशन पे काम चल रहा है।
Mr. Vaishnaw said the government has also approved the Phase 1B of Lucknow Metro Rail project in Uttar Pradesh with an estimated cost of over 5,801 crore rupees. He said a total of 12 stations will be constructed and it will be completed in 5 years.
Lucknow Metro ka Phase 1B bahut important hai. Lucknow bada shahar hai. Wahan par metro ki bahut zarurat hai. To yahan par Phase 1B approve hua. Phase 1B banega east se west wala. Charbagh se leke Vasant Kunj tak. To is phase से काफी बड़ी संख्या में पैसेंजर्स मेट्रो का लाभ उठा सकेंगे और नागरिकों के लिए बेनिफिट हो। इस प्रोजेक्ट को 5 साल में कंप्लीट किया जाएगा।
The Lok Sabha has passed the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Bill 2025. The bill will further amend the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Act 1957. The bill provides that leaseholders may apply to the state government for adding other minerals to an existing lease. For inclusion of critical and strategic minerals and other specified minerals, no additional amount needs to be paid. These include minerals such as lithium, graphite, nickel, cobalt, gold and silver. The Ministry of Home Affairs has tightened norms governing Overseas Citizens of India or OCI. The ministry said that OCI registration will be cancelled if an individual is sentenced to imprisonment for 2 years or more or is charge-sheeted for an offence punishable with imprisonment of 7 years or more. The provision applies irrespective of whether the conviction occurred in India or abroad, provided the offence is recognised under Indian law. The notification by Home Ministry comes under the provisions of Citizenship Act 1955 and the Citizenship Rules 2009, which empower the central government to cancel OCI registration under specified conditions. The 18th International Olympiad on Astronomy and Astrophysics kicked off in Mumbai yesterday. Nearly 300 students from 64 countries will be participating in the 10-day event. In his video message during the event, Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasized that India is deeply committed to nurturing scientific curiosity and empowering young minds. Mr. Modi said India believes in the power of collaboration and this Olympiad reflects that spirit.
India believes in the power of international collaboration. This Olympiad reflects that spirit. This edition of the Olympiad is the largest so far. I thank the Homi Bhabha Center for Science Education and Tata Institute of Fundamental Research for making this event possible. In India, we believe that the sky is not the limit. It is just the beginning.
Namrata Batra scripted history by winning India's first ever medal in Wushu at World Games in Chengdu, China. She clinched silver after losing to local favourite Mengui Chen 0-2 in the gold medal match of women's 52kg category. Namrata stormed into the final after a dominant win over the Philippines' Krizan Faith Collado. And that is the end of this news bulletin.